Today's daf is Sukkah daf Chav Beis. The Mishnah had said that a Sukkah ha meduvlelas v'shitzlas merumah mechamas is ksheira, that a Sukkah that's either meduvlelas or has more shade than schach is kasha. So the Gemara has two explanations what the word meduvlelas means. Rav holds it means a Sukkah ania. It means a Sukkah that's very sparsely schach. There's very little schach on it, and therefore it's part of the same phrase v'shitzlas merumah mechamas, that a Sukkah meduvlelas is one comment together with still some merumah mechamas, that even though it has very sparse schach, but if it has more shade than sunlight, so that's good enough, that's kasher. Shmuel holds no, mitavladas means kana olav kana yored, that the schach is scattered. You have high schach, lower schach, and it's a totally separate din. Mitavladas is kasher, and a separate din, silasim rumichamasa, is also kasher. Why is it that according to Shmuel, mitavladas is kasher? So it's kasher because we assume chavut rami. We assume that we take the higher level schach and view it as if it's lower down, halachal moshe misinai, on the same level as the other schach. So Rava comments that din of Chavad Rami only applies if the width of each piece is at least a tefach. If the width is less than a tefach, then we're not going to apply Chavad Rami. That's Rava. Afilu yesh bein zel zeh shlosh tefachim nami naramin elav she'ein begago tefach. It's going to be a problem to say Chavad Rami only if there's more than a three tefach differential in height, and the board itself is less than one tefach. But if you have either less than a three tefach differential in height, which would create a loved situation, or you have the board being one tefach wide, which would allow for Chavad Rami, then you have no problem. You view it as one consistent roof, and it's a perfectly good sukkah. The Gemara spends the majority of Amud Aleph trying to prove that Chavad Rami only applies when the board is in fact a tefach wide, and it proves it from a case of Tumah, where you have multiple boards on different levels in a house, where you have beams running across the lower level and beams running across the top level that do not align with the beams that run across the lower level, so we view it as one straight roof. But that's only if the beams are a tefach wide, so we see that Chavad Rami only applies if it's tefach wide. The Gemara tries a counterproof on Amud Beis and says, wait a second, by the halachos of a mavoi, you have a beam running across the entrance, we have a mavoi, if you have achas the malav, achas the matav, if you have two beams, one higher, one lower, so we say that that will apply Chavad Rami as long as with a higher one is not above 20 amos and the lower one is not below 10 tefachim. But it sounds like they're allowed to be way more than 3 tefachim apart from each other, and it never mentions that they need to be a tefach wide. So apparently you could say Chavad Rami even if they're not a tefach wide. So Gemara says, no, you need it to be a tefach wide to say Chavad Rami. The reason that it works over there is because we assume they are within 3 tefachim of each other. We say that if one is lower, the higher one is lower than 20 amos, it's let's say 19 amos and 5 tefachim, the lower one then needs to be within 3 tefachim of that. 19 amos and 3 tefachim, 19 amos and 2, it needs to be within 3 tefachim of that. And if the lower one is just 10 tefachim off the ground, the higher one can be no more than 13 tefachim off the ground. So you have lavud working, you don't even need Chavad Rami in that case. The Gemara then asks that there's a stira between the Mishnah and Daf Beis Amud Aleph and the Mishnah and Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph if you have exactly the same amount of shade as schach. See, our Mishnah Chaf Beis says that if you have more shade than schach, it's kasher. Sounds like if it's 50-50, it's puzzle. The Mishnah and Daf Beis Amud Aleph said that if you have more sunlight, shade than schach, meant shade than sunlight. If you have more sunlight than shade, the Mishnah said it's puzzle and Beis Amud Aleph, which means if it's 50-50, that it's going to be kasher. So which is it? If it's 50-50, is it kasher or is it puzzle? The Gemara says it makes a difference whether it's milamala or milamata, which means that the way Rashi understands it, that if it's 50-50 when you measure it on top, so that's going to be puzzle, because on the floor of the sukkah, it's going to be more than 50% sunlight. But when you look at the floor of the sukkah and it's 50% sunlight and 50% shade, then it's going to be kasher because probably you have a majority of schach more so than the open area on top of the sukkah, because the way the sun works is when it shines through a small hole, when it comes out on the floor, it broadens, the light spreads, so it comes to a larger area on the floor. And then the final piece right before the Mishnah, the Mishnah had said that if the schach is thick, that you can't see the stars from inside the sukkah, it's still going to be kasher. But there's a machlokas tanaim that the Gemara records. What if you can't even see rays of sunlight through the schach? Beis Shammai would say that's possible. Beis Hillel says even if the schach is that thick, that you can't even see rays of sunlight, it would still be kasher.